When you're in a hurry to get somewhere, and we usually are, what's the worst thing that can happen? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. What's your biggest pet peeve? Maybe it's the car driving slow in the left lane, a slow internet connection that won't load anything, or someone who talks so slowly you forget the beginning of the sentence before they even get to the end of the sentence. If you can relate to any of these, then I've got some bad news for you. Jesus might fit into one of your pet peeve categories. Let's talk about it today with our Devo Slow Walkers by Zoe Brickner. One of my biggest pet peeves is slow walkers. I remember in high school, I would inwardly scream when I was caught behind someone dilly-dallying. And now, when I go to the grocery store, I weave my cart in and out of families on busy afternoon shopping trips. I drive over the speed limit. It never seems to matter that I get up hours before I need to leave for work or class. I'm always rushing out the door with my shoes untied and coffee spilling out of my mug. But then I think, and I wonder, was Jesus a slow walker? If I were lucky enough to be one of the disciples who lived with Jesus for 3 years, what would I learn about the pace of his life? Everywhere Jesus went, he taught and healed and saved. Although his days were packed with action, Jesus allotted time for interruptions to his rhythms and routines. In Mark 5, a father named Jairus pleaded with Jesus to heal his dying daughter, and Jesus agreed to go with him. Now just consider Jairus's panic and desperation, but also hope, as they made their way through town. This man was in a rush to get home. But then Jesus just stopped and said, "Who touched my clothes?" I imagine Jairus thinking, "What does he mean, who touched me? The crowd is all around him." In the middle of Jairus's darkest hour, Jesus stopped for a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. Then Jairus found out his daughter had died during Jesus's short delay. The messenger said, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" But Jesus knew it wasn't too late. He knew there was enough time for both the woman who was bleeding and for Jairus's daughter. On that day, he healed them both. Jesus was present. He was keenly aware of his surroundings, and he had compassion on those around him. Jesus paused to listen to others' needs and love them well. In the same way, Jesus is attentive to us, and he invites us to live and love like he does. When we slow down, we can begin to notice the Holy Spirit moving within and around us. Rather than always focusing on the next thing, we are invited to come and see what he is doing in the present moment. So yes, I think Jesus was a slow walker, and I want to be one too. So, what do you think of this one? Do you know anyone who lives their life at a slower pace, making an effort to be attentive to the Holy Spirit and the people around them? What is it like to be with them? Consider taking a moment to ask God to help you be more aware of his constant presence with you and more responsive to his invitations to rest in him and to love and serve those around you. Now, as you and I can read Jesus' words in Matthew 11:30, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." And learn more about Jesus' way in Matthew 11:20-30, Matthew 14:13-23, and Mark 5:21-43 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Do you know what you're going to do tomorrow, next week, next month, or next year? Maybe you have an idea, but maybe you're not sure. Join us on the Unlocked Devo Instagram for a month-long conversation on uncertainty in May. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you pressure yourself to always be the best, that just might crush you. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.